Also, if you'd like to join me in praises to 21 Tars, on page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tower born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tower, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tower. You who rescue all our destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, Sifter, Roic, God's enlightening instantaneous. From up these same ones of the Lord of Zero's cherubim lotus. Homage, she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest. Blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born and hand-adorning, giving effort, come austerities, patience, meditation, her spirit. Tathagatas, action, triumph, without limb, relied on by conqueror's children, heaven reached every perfection. Homage, filling with tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with your feet the seven worlds, able to drop forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka'ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses with Kandavas Yakshas, homage with her Tra'ente sound, disjoint posmatic diagrams, her feet pressing left upright and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, or on her with ritual mood, fiery masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with tutare, subjugating Mara's days. She able to summon all his guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on her most shining, Amitabha in her hair, not sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, like eon denning fire abiding, rush of blessed and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who filled his peace during mana, she endowed with omen so high, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, faces whom in knowledge mantra, orange bundle of the ten letters. Homage to every seed let of the shape of syllable, whom by the sampler six to three rows, Meru Mandara and India. Homage holding in her hand the hammered moon of devilic form, with my spoken Tara and pay, totally dispelling poison. Homage to whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels my dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with my Sara and Tutta. She dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Trisasas of spirits, yakshas, and race corpus supreme ture. These praises with your mantras and prostrations of Star 21. And the prayer of benefits is on page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha, if affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being. Just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So when Geshe-la comes, the first prayer we'll be reading is the Seven Limb Prayer on page 27 in the Gold Book. And last week, Geshe-la said that he would start with LC 96 on page 154, 7-point mind training. So in the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 27, and we'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer in Tibetan. page 27. Gosum guk pe gone cha tse lo Ye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu To me ne sa di tun tam che shak Ke pa ge wa nam la je I rong Kor wa ma tom bar du le ju ne Do la che ki ko lo ko wa rong Da shen ge na John Chu Chen Po No. Turn to page 97 in the Gold Prayer Book. 97. And at the bottom it says there's the short mandala offering. So we'll chant that and we'll immediately turn to the next page and chant the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Sa shi pe ki shu shi me to tam ri ra li shi ni
we are going to say Vajrasana mantra 21 times. So,
okay.
So first, no, we just 7 times. Then we all should visualize deep down from our heart that the power of reciting 7 Vajrasana mantras purify 3 times negative karma created by physical body. So then next 7 recitations will purify 3 times negative karma, the source of the speech. And the last 7 recitations of the mantra will purify 3 times negative karma, the store, the related to the mind, to appear in mind, and completely purify. So, and just to picture Buddha versus the image in your mind, okay? There's 2 types of image, one with consort, one without consort. So either one of them, visualizing either one of them is fine. So then, of course, if you receive the Vajrasana initiation, probably number 7, which came a long time ago. So if you receive that, so that you can visualize one with the concert. Yeah. So now, after first we all recite the stanza before the mantras, then after that recite the mantra.
It's on page 64 of the Gold Prayer Book. Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenapa Tisha Jidu Mebawa Shuto Kayo Mebawa Subo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susame Sita Shriyam Kuruham Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathakat Vajra Mame Muse Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenapa Tita Dido Mebawa Shuto Kayo Mebawa Shubo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susame Tita Shriyam Kuruham Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathakat Vajra Mame Muse Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Tisha Jido Mebawa Suto Kaya Mebawa Supo Kaya Mebawa Anurato Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susame Sita Shriyam Kuru Ha 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 ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathakat Vajra Mame Muse Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenapa Tishta Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Subo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susame Sitam Shriyam Kuru Ha 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 ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathakat Vajra Mame Muse Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Tishta Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurato Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susame Tishta Shri Yam Kuruham Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathagat Vajra Mame Muse Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenapa Tisha Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurato Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susame Chitam Shriyam Kuruham Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathakat Vajra Mame Muse Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Tisha Dido Mebawa Suto Kayo Mebawa Supo Kayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayacha Sarva Karma Susame Chitam Shriyam Kuruham Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathakata Vajra Mame Muse Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te
Just visualize, you know, each time, you know, after the seven recitations of the mantras, visualize deep down from your heart the Buddha Vajrasattva sort of calling your name, oh my fortunate child, all the negative karma or three times negative karma that associate the bodies completely purify, then your body become one with Bhujasattva body of the Buddha Vajrasattva, or your body become pure as Buddha watches the body. Okay. So then the same things, do the same things after the second recitation, the third recitation, do the same thing. Om Benza Sada Samaya Manya Palaya Vasha Sato Teno Bhati Shati Lome Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Subo Kayo Me Bhava Anurakyo Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Praya Cha Sarva Karma Sutta Me Tidam Shriyam Guru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Kata Bhajama Me Mada 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 Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Vajra Sato Teno Bhati Shati Dyo Me Bhava Sudo Kayo Me Bhava Subo Kayo Me Bhava Anurakyo Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Praya Chetava Karma Sutta Me Titam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Kata Vajra Me Mada 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 Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Vajra Sato Teno Bhati Chati Dome Bhava Suto Kaya Me Bhava Subho Kaya Me Bhava Anurajo Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Praya Cha Sarva Karma Sutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mada 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 Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Vajra Sato Teno Bhati Chadido Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Subho Kayo Me Bhava Anurajo Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Praya Cha Sarva Karma Sutta Me Titam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Bhagama Me Mada 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 Samaya Sato Ahum Be Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Vajra Sato Teno Bhati Shati Dome Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Subho Kayo Me Bhava Anurakyo Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Praya Cha Sarva Karma Sutta Me Titam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Bhajama Me Mada 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 Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Vajra Sato Teno Bhati Shati Dyo Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Subho Kayo Me Bhava Anurajo Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Praya Cha Sarva Karma Sutta Me Titam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Benzama Me Mada 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 Samaya Sato Ahum Pe Om Benza Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Benza Sato Teno Bhati Shadido Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Subho Kayo Me Bhava Anurakyo Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Praya Cha Sarva Karma Sutta Me Titam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Benzama Me Mada 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 Samaya Sato Ahum Te
Om Benza Sato Samaya Manu Palaya
Benza Sato Teno Bhati Shadido Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Subho Kayo Me Bhava Anurakyo Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Praya Cha Sarva Karma Sutta Me Titam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tata Gata Benzama Me Mada 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 Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Benza Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Benza Sato Teno Bhati Shadido Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Subho Kayo Me Bhava anuratu me bava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata kata benzama me mutsa benzama bava maha samaya sato ahum te om benza sato samaya manya palaya benza sato teno patishto dido me bava tuto kaya me bava supo kaya me bava anuratu me bava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata kata benzama me mutsa benzama bava maha samaya sato ahum te om benza sato samaya manu palaya benza sato teno patishto dido me bava suto kaya me bava supo kaya me bava anuratu me bava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata kata benzama me mutsa benzama bava maha samaya sato ahum te om benza sato samaya manu palaya benza sato teno patishto dido me bava suto kaya me bava supo kaya me bava anuratu me bava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata kata benzama me mutsa benzama bava maha samaya sato ahum te om benza sato samaya manu palaya benza sato teno patishto dido me bava suto kaya me bava supo kaya me bava anuratu me bava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata kata benzama me mutsa benzama bava maha samaya sato ahum te om benza sato samaya manu palaya benza sato teno patishto dido me bava suto kaya me bava supo kaya me bava anuratu me bava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata kata benzama me mutsa benzama bava maha samaya sato ahum te
Oh yeah, wonderful, yeah. Thank you. Oh, that's very good. Oh yeah. I think maybe doing, you know, mantra and doing 21 times a day, you know, but there has to be one time. It's too difficult for one time. Just as a stretch, you know. Say, this is the best form that we have, you know, to, in order to purify. So, you know, this is the best form out of many, many different types of form. This is the best form to purify. So, we must take advantage. Even though, you know, if you can say all the 21 times, you can just, you know, divide it, you know, say 7 times in the morning, just visualize. This one body, you know, then 7 times daytime. So then, in the last, before you go to bed, you know, just say 7 times. It won't take 2 hours. I do to say 7 times, it won't take 2 hours. It will take probably 5 minutes. So if we cannot find time in this life, then we'll never find time to purify. Never find. Unless you have like full confidence what's going to happen after this, then there's a different story. So other than that, so we must take advantage, you know, to purify. See, we wear clothes. We don't wear the clothes with intentions, oh, I'm going to make it dirty. It gets dirty, you know, when you wear, it gets dirty. But nobody, generally speaking, they are wearing the clothes with intentions, oh, I'm going to make this clothes dirty. So it just gets dirty, you know, when you use. Similarly, our mind, nobody has intention to make your mind kind of like dirty, but you know, over time, mind get dirty. So, the best things, you know, to every day purify, every day, you know, do some purifications. So at least, you know, that the well of your purification practice will not dry up. Every day is going something there, every day is going something there rather than going nothing. Oh, I'm not able to say 21 times, I'm not going to say. That's not good. You can say just one. No, even just merely remembering Buddha Vajra names, purify each and every negative karma. If that's the case, with intentions, you know, with positive intentions, reciting the 100 syllable mantra definitely will purify, no question. So, Dharma, Buddha Dharma does exist. So the tradition that come around with the Buddha Dharma, you know, some of them are probably just cultural tradition, but the Buddha Dharma exists, and when you practice that, it benefits. No? So, you know, over time, clothes get dirty, you know, nobody has intent. There's no motivation to make clothes dirty, but over time it gets dirty. What do? You clean them. Similarly, when minds get dirty, what do? You clean them. How? That's how to clean, no? So what is the mantra? The detergents for mind. Huh? One of the best detergents, even though there are many detergents, one of the best. Huh? See, I think we must know, like, at the 7th time, if you look at the time, 7 mantra, how long it takes probably 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Yeah. How long it takes to watch one episode on the TV, it takes like hours. But you know, reciting 7 mantra, it won't take that long. So we must motivate ourselves to say, you know, we must motivate. Huh? So then, you know, it's the best way to clean the mind, best way to clean the mind, you know. Okay, so, yeah, thank you. And Tonglen, so I think we last Wednesday, I explained the Tonglen practice. So then pretty much all of here, you know how to chant Tonglen practice. And pretty much everybody knows, I think. Yeah. The first word is called Tina, Jizun Lama to Jizun. So no, Jizun Lama, that's basically the title of the Lama, that, you know. So, also, Yongzi, that's like the Dharma teacher, Yongzi. That's like external Dharma teacher, internal Dharma teacher. There's two types of Dharma teacher, Yongzi. Oh. There's text called Jorlam. So in that text it talks about that, you know, Jorlam. That's Jorlam basically means path of preparations, that's called Jorlam. So somehow the text is named after that path of preparations called Jorlam. Huh? So in that text it talks about two types of teachers, you know, internal teachers, external teachers. Internal teachers, they're the mind wants to do practice, wants to purify, so that mind needs to be improved. That's the internal teacher, no? Or when you say Tena, Jizun Lama to Jesus, Tena, what's the stanza before that? Can you say it remember? Right above. Right above, there's like the instructions how to develop bodhicitta. That's the one. The second instructions how to develop bodhicitta based on exchanging oneself with other. So that practice, you know, one of the critical instructions is out of those two instructions how to develop bodhicitta. The second one is much more powerful than the first one. Or practicing the second one is like equivalent of practicing both of them, both instructions. But practicing the first instruction is not, you know, is equivalent of practicing both instructions. So the second one is among those two instructions, how to develop bodhicitta or how to do meditation on the bodhicittas based on those two instructions. The second one is exchanging oneself with others. That's very, very important in order to achieve enlightenment. It's like the word kind of shows the reason. Tena, Jejun Lama Tujichis. Lama, Jejun Lama, Jejun, just know. So I think when you chant, if you know the meaning of the word, it will probably help. Tena means therefore, exchanging oneself with others is very, very critical in order to achieve enlightenment. Therefore, so then doing the tonglen practice, you know, to tonglen practice, that will boost the meditation on those two instructions, how to develop bodhicitta or generate bodhicitta. Tena. Understand? Tena? Jejun Lama, you know, Jejun is like Jejun, the way they translate it is like venerable, but it doesn't express the deeper meaning of word Jejun. Je is like leader. Je means leader. It's not like leader to tell you how to clean the Kadama center, not that kind of leader. Here the leader capable to lead beings out of samsara towards moksha, towards full enlightenment, that kind of leader. Je is leader. Jun expressed the inner qualities of ethics, morality, no? Ethics. Jun, ethics, no? Jejun, no? A leader who possess pure ethics, capable to lead beings from samsara to nirvana to enlightenment. That's what Jejun means. No? The venerable does not express, you know, those two qualities. No? Jesus. So when you look at the commentary of the three principal aspects of the path to enlightenment, when you read the commentaries, that commentaries, you know, of the three principal aspects of the path to enlightenment, and that commentary clearly explains the meaning of Jesus, you know. Lama, no, teachers. Internal teacher. If you don't have one, you just imagine Shakyamuni Buddha, His Holiness Dalai Lama, Lama Zhoba Rinpoche, the so on and so forth, you know, my teacher, and so on and so forth, not Jesus. Lama. Tujiji means, you know, compassion. to gain his compassion. So, Lama who is compassionate Lama. No, Tina Jizu Lama to Jijin, that's what it means. Okay, understand? Tina, therefore, Jiju, as I explained, Lama, no, teacher, to Jijin means compassionate Lama. Compassionate Lama? Yeah, compassionate Lama. Tina Jizu Lama to Jijin. So, because when you're doing this practice, you are, according to Guru Puja, you are already visualized merit field in front of you. The main figure inside the merit field is Lama, because this is Guru Yoga practice. That's why main figure in the merit field is Lama, inseparable with whatever deity that you are practicing with Lama Chöpa. So then that Lama, the central figure is Lama, as the Gelugpa traditions, as the Gelugpa, you know, so then the Lama Tsongkhapa is in the middle of the the merit field. So now, when you say the word Amula, Lama, Lobsa, Tuwa, Dojichang. So now see, Lama, teacher, Lobsa, Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Lobsa, Tuwa, Shakyamuni Buddha, Dojichang, Vajradhara, all in one. It's in the merit field. No? That's what words mean. Lama, Lobsa, Tuwa, Dojichang. That's what it means, you know, all in one. Oh. Because Chamne Kundu means all in one. All in one. So Lama, then you have Lama is Lobsa, Lama Tsongkhapa, Tuwa, Shakyamuni Buddha, Dojichang, Vajradhara. For you, it is just one figure that, you know, is all. It is Lama, it is Lama Lobsa, it is Lama Tsongkhapa, it is Shakyamuni Buddha, it is Vajradhara. It's just different manifestation, but in the reality is one. It's just one. So that's the one, the central figure in the merit field. So then, Tena Jizu Lama Tujichis. You know, then you just, Lama Tujichis, you just request Lama Tujichis. Mature Dure Didi Dunga Kus, Mature Dure Didi Dunga Kus, Mature Dua means all mother sentient beings, Mature Dua. Majundoves, all mother sentient beings, Majundoves, Didiv Dungaguns, defilements, suffering, complication, problems of all mother sentient beings. That's the second line. Majundoves, Didiv Dungaguns, Malu, all, Malu means all, or each and everyone, all. Means each and everyone is like that's the word for process for Malu. All mean all does not all means always does not mean you know, each and everyone, you know. And according to Tibet philosophy, you know, Malu is more, it covers each and everyone. Malu means all, each and everyone. Pada. Or you can say all and each and everyone. You can say all Malu, all. You can say each and that two words, each and everyone, all. Malu, Tata. The second one, Tata means, you know, you can say Tata could be like all. Malu means each and everyone, you know. So even in English you have two words, each and everyone and all. So I'm not sure which ones is cover more. Each and everyone, different between each and everyone and all.
More empathy. Each and everyone feels stronger.
Then it doesn't leave anything out.
Not right.
Mm-hmm.
Without
exception. So that's the translation for Malu, word Malu. Tada, then it's all, okay? Malu means each and everyone. Tata means all, Malu Tata. Dala means to me. Min means, you know, to ripen on me, okay? Dala means that also. So this generally explanation of the Lama Chöpa's word. The Malu Tata, Dala, Mimba, Thangus, that's like taking part. Tonglen practice, that's giving part. Taking part, that's the taking part of Tonglen practice. Malu Tata, Dala, Mimba, Thangus. Daki, my, Daki means my. Daki Dege. De, there's a short word for happiness called Deva. Happiness. Dege, virtues, all of my virtues. So, virtues, not just virtues, three times virtues. Three times virtues created by body, three times virtues created by speech, three times virtues created by mind. Dagi dege, de, happiness, okay? Ge, virtues. Dagi dege. She, other. She la tang, you know, sent, literally means sent, in this case, gift. Literally means sent. Sending all of my happiness, all of my merit, three times merits, you know, created by body, created by speech, created by mind, giving, you know, sending towards other living beings out of loving kindness. Out of loving kindness. That's how you give, according to Tonglen practice. Every time when you give out of loving kindness. That's the pure way to give, you know, out of loving kindness. When you take out of compassion, you know, out of compassion. Therefore, before Tonglen practice, then you need to learn how to meditate on compassion and loving kindness. Compassion and loving kindness. Because these are the two principal motivations to do Tonglen practice. Malyu tatan dala mi matan dagi. Dagi means mind, happiness, de, ge, my virtues, deeds. Dagi de, she, other, tang, sent. Dokun means do, migrator. Migrator, kun means all migratory beings. Dogun, no? Detang means happiness. Dogun, then a dembar shinjilo. May all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. Dogun, detang, dembar shinjilo. Dogun, detang, dempar. The cause is hidden. Cause is hidden. The result is obvious. There is a result. The cause is kind of hidden. So you have to think, dogun deta dhamma chinjiro, not just happiness, may they, you know, have happiness and cause of happiness, both of them, cause is kind of hidden, no? Dogun deta dhamma chinjiro loves, bless me, able to do that practice. Chinjiro love means bless me, able to do that practice, no? When you do, if you feel something in your heart, you are blessed. If you feel nothing, no matter how many times you say, you are not blessed. Oh? The blessing is transformation, oh? Change, positive change. Oh? So the reason now why you chant, when you chant, it stresses the word, gives you more time to reflect on the meaning. So then that becomes really meditation, productive meditation. That's why you chant. Oh? Oh yeah. So now, next time when you chant, you have something to think about when you say, Tena, therefore, because exchanging oneself with other is very, very critical practice in order to achieve fully enlightenment. Therefore, in order to, you know, boost those practice, Tonglen will boost those practice. Tena, therefore, Jejun Lama. So now, if it's not clear, then ask Chukila Pao. Chukila knows Tibetan, so Chukila speaks fluent Tibetan. Chukila, she can read Tibetan quite well, so I'm not just joking. But so you can Chukila will explain. So there's a general explanation about Tonglen practice. But you know, in the text also here, the commentary suggests if you are overwhelmed by your own difficulties, so then what you do? Don't just give up. You can still do Tonglen practice. How you do? You just taking part is done based on yourself. In the morning, you take your problem that is going to happen in the evening, you just take that now in the morning. If you are doing evening tomorrow, if you are doing going to tomorrow, then day after tomorrow, then next week, next month, next year, you know, so then like you can go all the way to the end of life, then you know, go beyond that, you know, you can just visualize, you know, taking now. So then when you become very familiar with that practice, then you can transform that only practice onto someone that you feel close. Not right away through enemy, stranger, someone you feel close, relative, your family, you know, parents and all of that. Even do, then slow remove to the stranger, then slow remove to the enemies, you know. So that's how the Tonglen Dragon, the Pema Jasa. Or you can alternate, you can just do giving part. Alternate, you can just do giving first or taking part. No, you can alternate. You can do taking first, giving, you know. Generally speaking, the taking is done first, you know, then giving is done later. You know? If someone is having difficulties, then you can alternate, okay? You know? And I already explained that last Wednesday. So today, now, new section, so. And also, review your note. Yeah, Dharma.
I have a question, Geshe, about you know, when you're working with yourself, uh-huh. And do Tonglen with yourself, and you keep saying, well, you take the suffering of this afternoon or tomorrow or the future suffering, and you bring it on and then bring it into your body, and then you know imagine giving your future self happiness, right? What about looking at the going backwards and like looking at ourselves when we were children or any time in our lives where we were suffering and think, that was painful, and think about that and take that suffering on and then wish that person, you know, a younger version of me, happiness. Think of taking that on and giving that. That would be different than what you were describing. Significantly different, because one's working with the future and one's working with past suffering. The imprints, I mean, those seeds may or may not still be present, you know, but the memories are there, and they're much more real, sort of, and palpable than some imagined future suffering, you know.
America past doesn't count.
Why not?
Especially you are from Texas, past doesn't count.
I'm saying though that we all know what certain kinds of suffering is. It feels very personal because we've experienced it. So that might be easier to take that suffering on because it's more meaningful than some imagined future suffering, which we may or may not experience.
Mm. So I was also wondering, you know, in the West, you know, what I noticed, you know, coming here, there's difference between Asia and the West, there's difference. So I was wondering why people here, they just hold on in their, you know, early childhood life, that something happened, they just really hold on that. Mm. It's not just happened here, it happened also in Asia too. You know, it's like probably worse, you know, like, so when you talk to people, you know, like, oh, yeah, I've met, not just here, you know, in Europe, you know, everywhere, I've met people that they are suffering so much, not just pretending, they are really some suffering, just thinking about when they are a child, what happened, you know. So, not letting go, still really holding quite tightly there. You know, like, a lot of things happened to me when I was a child. I don't remember, not all of them, but I don't hold on that. I don't know. Maybe there's big culture difference. I don't know. So that, I think that might be the one reason. You know, like people here tend to go to pass quite a bit. People there tend to look towards pure future. Not much, no, just stuck in the past, no. And people there, you know, yeah, you know, probably you studied Dhamma a long time. It's all about future. It's not much about past, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so so maybe, you know, like, yeah, so whatever Dr. Dhan said, you know, I'm sure there's no, like, conflict. You can do only practice. You can, it doesn't mean, it doesn't mention in the text, doesn't mean you cannot do practice. I think that's a very good point. Not just good point, I think it's very, like I say, very much related to people's life here in the West. So I don't know how, like, why, no, like, yeah, you have been in India a number of times, you know, people also there, not like their childhood life is perfect, you know, probably much more difficult, like material-wise, much more difficult, food, shelter, you know, like, yeah, so, you know, here you have your separate room when you grow up, like 4 or 5, you have separate room there. Doesn't matter, when you grow up like 20, you don't have separate room at all. You just packed like sardine in one room. So, you know, a lot of complication there, you know, so, and of course, you know, in samsara, everywhere pretty much same. And I was wondering why in the West the people tend to hold quite tightly in their past. Why they are not able to let it go? I have no answer.
I've also noticed that, and I believe that it is a real manifestation. I've also noticed that in the West, when I came back from Asia, people here seem to be compulsively, totally, constantly thinking about the past over and over and over again. And I think it's an ego defense mechanism, because the past is something that we know. We're familiar with that. We can't do anything about the future. It's not here yet. And so we think about the past because maybe we can figure out a way to make it better or not hurt so much. But it really is a particular characteristic of American mind, of American culture particularly.
Yeah, West, not just yeah. American, West, yeah, Europe, same. Central Europe, same, you know, like, many people.
I think it's an ego trip, and I think it's an ego trip to avoid facing the present and working on the practice in the present.
Or,
we can keep ourselves busy with the past.
Or maybe not believing in purifications. Not believing in purifications. Or there's nothing you can do. It's past.
Thank
you. That's not true. That's a very good point. Dr. Dhan, what do you think? What do you think? That why people hold on their, you know, past. They don't hold on their, no, that doesn't hold on their past life. They don't go that far. So,
yeah. Oh, Sigmund Freud.
We're trying to blame Sigmund Freud for a lot of this stuff.
What is Sigmund
Freud? He was a psychologist, thinker, whatever. You know, came up with a psychotherapy technique. But anyway, trying to blame everything on the past. All your problems had to do with, well, I'm not going to go into it right now, but anyway, I think what Wendy's saying, there's some truth to that. I don't know why. You know, I remember, I don't know if this has anything to do with it or not, but George Dreyfus, you know, Sangha Sandit, and he lived in Dharamsala. He lived in India for 16, 18 years, you know, in the Geshe program.
Mm.
He said his experience was Asian people are more, you know, when it comes to, like, doing something wrong, they're more likely to, Westerners are more likely to feel guilt, and Asian people are more likely to, I don't know, feel shame or something like that.
Yeah, they do feel
but
shame.
But not hang on to, you know, you can be ashamed of yourself, but guilt really gets into your bone marrow.
Mm.
You know, I'm a bad person and all that. I don't know. I'm just thinking, I'm just telling you what I heard George say, because he lived there so long. But he felt like that our culture was more guilt-driven and Asian culture is more shame-driven. when it comes to things that have been done in the past.
Yeah, those things need to be, you know, have frequent discussions. I think it will help them. Otherwise, maybe they don't believe in purification practice.
Yeah.
Maybe in the West they don't believe in purification.
No, they don't. They don't even know, have no concept of purifying the mind.
Mm.
Mentioned that I thought it was an ego trip because if a person's mind is constantly
I mentioned that I thought that particular mental loop is an ego trip because if a person's mind is constantly focused on what is negative or painful, then they're not thinking about what is pure, what is holy, what is virtuous, and how to improve.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as if your own negative mind is holding you back, has grabbed you by the ankles and won't let you go.
Mm-hmm.
So a person who is an experienced meditator sees those patterns arising in the mind over and over again and cuts them very sharply without mercy and let go of them and concentrate on what is pure and what is holy,
mm-hmm.
so that they can make progress.
Yeah, very good point.
And that's the way an experienced meditator deals with that.
Mm, wonderful, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I was just thinking about very strong ego grasping. To me, I let go of my past. And if I think about my past as something to worry about or be upset about, it's an ego. It's a real sense of self.
Oh.
That if I could just let that go, it goes away.
Oh.
Or so wronged.
Oh.
It's being wronged.
So that means like in the West people have more ego than Asia? I think that's probably not true because everybody has ego problems. Otherwise, they would not be part of samsara.
So, one last point, because I don't want to drag this home, Geshe-la, but I can remember, like, for example, I think one of the things that we say in the West in terms of psychology is that certain events happen in people's lives that literally become defining moments, you know? Like, for example, if a child is sexually abused by anybody, that can make a very strong imprint on the mind, and that child may, and it doesn't have to be that, it could be just verbally abused, but, you know, going through repeated abuse, that child may at some point say, I'm not worthy. I'm not a worthy human being. So I'm just thinking, going back and doing Tonglin with our own inner child. I hate to use that term, but really our own child, going back to events in our lives where we made decisions or may have made decisions about ourselves, and imagine taking that on in the form of black smoke generating compassion. I mean, yeah, compassion, and then thinking loving thoughts toward that child who's really a younger version of ourselves, and going back and actually trying to heal in a real way, transform or heal it or purify that moment, and even come up with a new thought like, you know, I am worthy. That happened to me. That's not who I am. I'm worthy, blah, blah, blah. And I think, you know, we talk a lot about this in Western psychology about how people tend to really have moments that define their personality, and it's a big ego trip. I don't deny that, but it can, if you feel like you're unworthy, then you sort of live your life out of that script. That becomes how you behave in your whole life.
Oh.
And if you feel like you're a good person and a kind person and a worthy person, that also affects how you behave.
Oh.
Right?
Very good, yeah.
Yeah.
So that ego needs to redirect. The ego needs to redirect on something positive,
yeah,
than negative. I think, yeah, that's good. You can certainly do tonal practice. You know? So I also mentioned Number of times here at the center, I ask people to visualize yourself in front of you. So then just think, you know, like, just look at very closely and really abuse or show some compassion. Just look at very closely. I did that, you know. So that's not really like, it's like kind of like abusing yourself or like being very hard on yourself because of the past memory. So just visualize that, you know, so then what can be done in the future? Nobody's perfect in samsara. There's no perfection in samsara. So it's very kind of unfortunate, but you know, I think like whatever ways that we can help. Maybe, you know, teaching them do tonal practice, you know, visualizing them serve when they are child in front of them, maybe doing tonal practice. You know? So being hard, being very critical, being very hard, being kind of mean, abusive towards yourself, there will be no enlightenment. There will be no enlightenment. There will be no bodhicitta. There will be no liberation. So there's no how we achieve liberation. So liberation achieve, you know, having positive thought towards your life, your potentials, your abilities. That's how you, you know, like liberate from samsara. So, yeah, memory, everybody has memory. I do have memory, you know. Like every 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, I get a chance to go to visit my family, which is like thousands miles from monastery. So when I get there, then I see, you know, all the drama that happened within the families, between my parents, you know, drinking problem there, you know. It's like, haven't seen them like 5 years, then seeing them 2 months, then you see all of that, you know. So the kids are hungry because both of them are drunk, the kids don't know how to cook. There's things like that happen, but you know, we don't hold on that, you know, it just happened. It's past, it's gone. So you don't, how to say, hold that, you know, like hatred towards your parents. I never did, you know, I never hold that. So there's maybe that's a big difference, you know. In the Western culture, the Asian culture, you know, everybody, you know, like has the, I'm sure that I also cause a lot of problem for them. So I don't think they hold on that. So they never said, you know. So anyway, so maybe not believing in purification practice, or maybe, you know, like not recognizing there you have Buddha issues, no. And also this kind of like here, you know, in the sky, I heard also school, the children, they ask you what you believe in like that. Not every time. That never ever happened in Asian society. Never ever. Children, they just play. That's all they do, they just play. The parents never talk about them, about religions. They just, children, they just play, you know. They never ever ask, do you believe in Buddha? Never. They will never ask. So somehow here, you know, so people say, you know, like, they ask about, do you believe in God, what is God? And all kinds of things. That's very unfortunate, very unfortunate. Oh. So, and other hand, you know, like they talk about like original sin, you know, so something like, maybe something to do with the culture. So anyway, so each and every one of us has responsibility, you know, not just me, responsibility, how to benefit, you know, those people through purification practice, through tonglen practice, you know, so that's, you know, even though you can benefit one person, that's like bringing thousands down is easy. Bringing one up, that's like much more difficult. If you can benefit one person by tolerant practice, talking to them, that's like the best of the best offering that you can, you know, offer to all the enlightened beings, okay? Oh yeah, so... I think it's good, Dr. Brown, maybe talk about tonglen practice during on the past, you know, going back all the way to childhood. I think that's good. That's very good. The reason it didn't mention the text doesn't mean you cannot do, you can do, but here, Buddhism is all about focusing future. When it comes down on building up the future, past what you do, you purify them. There's nothing you can do, it's past. You just purify them, no? Therefore, as I mentioned before, reciting 21 vajras of the mantra a day. Doesn't have to be one time, you can stretch. 7 in the morning, 7 in the afternoon, 7 in the evening if you go to bed. It's impossible not to get time. There should not be any excuse. You know, if you cannot find time in this life, you're never ever going to find time. Never. Unless, as I mentioned, unless you have confidence, fully confidence what's going to happen after death, you can relax. No death penalty. You can relax. Other than that, so it's very important also to, it's impossible not to find the time. No matter how busy you get, it's impossible not to find time for 21 vajra mantra. It's impossible. For your own sake, we must find time to say, Then don't think, I'm not able to say 21, I'm not going to say anything. That's no good. Even just saying one time is better than saying nothing. Then doing nothing, then thinking or doing nothing, then all negative. I didn't do any practice, so I'm not very happy. Then on top of that, doing nothing. So now here, maybe a little time here. The different sections of the practice, Also, please review the note, how the tonal practice has been done, conjoined with our breathing, There is it. The important things when you take in, it's not taking yourself, it's taking on self-grasping mind, self-chasing mind. Those minds need to go sooner or later. Otherwise, there will be no everlasting happiness. So piling on the ego, if you call ego-centric mind or self-grasping mind, self-chasing mind, then just pile on them. That's not you. You are going to get enlightened. It's only a matter of time. But those things, ego is never going to get enlightened. So then pile on that. Then just visualize. Immediately it just disappears. Like that. That's how tantra should be done. It's not taking on yourself. But you are the one who is doing the practice, but you are taking on the egocentric mind. Okay, that's important to explain. So now. Out of 7 points, out of 7 point mind training tracks. So there's the third point. Lojong it is this number. Jingye lamdu juwa. Jingye lamdu juwa. How they translate here?
Taking miserable conditions as a path. It doesn't have a title other than.
Yeah. Jingye lamdu juwa. Taking miserable.
Conditions as a path.
Taking miserable conditions as a path. That's a literally translation of this word. Tinge lambda juice. Tinge lambda juice. It's like, difficult?
Miserable.
Miserable conditions. Making that is like bridge. Bridge. Lamb is bridge. Bridge. You can go on that, then other side of the bridge, there you can breathe. You can breathe, you can relax, not just, seeing a lam. Lam is like more like bridge, lam to jiva. This is all like with the done, this all practice is done with the visualization of, you know, merit field, no visualization merit fields. You can do this stanza by stanza. You don't have to do all the way through. You can just pick one and do that. Maybe next day pick something else, or you can do that. All. And before you do that, it's good to visualize, you know, merit field or simple one, not a complicated one. Environment is filled with complications. So being in beings in that environment, all confused. By all the complications. Complicated related to the environment, the complicated related to the mind, or the issue. That's what truth of suffering means. Truth of suffering means issue. Complicated and issue doesn't mean pain. Mind training practice is not that easy to survive in that kind of environment, you know, filled with the complications, you know, being in the environment all like, you know, like have like the negatively impact by, you know, like action and the thoughts of other people, you know. Is there like the wild wave? We are in the oceans. That ocean is not calm. That's a wild wave. So we need to learn how to surf on the wave rather than carry by wave. to become good surfer or good ski. You are not there to change the situation. You are trying there to use the situations for your benefits, no? To have some fun, probably. Even the wave is very wild, you can have some fun. So that's not going to work for me. I never surf, so I better stay away from the wave. If someone knows how to surf, the wave is good. The bigger the wave is, the better the fun. So when you have bodhicitta, yeah, bigger the wave is more fun. You know, so you know how to surf on this wave, you know. For bodhicitta, doesn't matter. You know, when you're bodhicitta, doesn't matter, you know. Even though you have to live in a fire pit, eons and eons, not just 1 second, eons and eons in a fire pit, just take a 1 sentence leaves, no problem. You know? you have, you know, in like, So, you know, without that kind of practice, you know, it's quite difficult to, you know, to survive. Cheba da tijin chungo shi wana kundi, lojong diye goni gajen nam tijin da juu, lojong diye goni so. And this particular mind training text, this particular stanza, lojong diye goni gajen nam tijin da juu, it will transform all the miserable, all the problems, all the miserable conditions transform into conditions. Conditions, same way become the conditions you to have some fun, rather than, you know, like that. That's exactly what's happening, you know, towards great practitioners, you know. Even you get stroke, not much, almost zero impact on your mind, fine, you know. Then you heal faster than other people. Almost zero impact on your mind, fine, you know, like. You lose one, like somebody takes your eyes, fine. But you know, that's like highest level of, you know, practice. You know, that's why, like, happily giving body to tigers, you know. That's how it happens. You know, in the mind, there's zero negative. Mind, no negative at all. You know? So that's why, you know, because this particular mindfulness practice transforms all these miserable, you know, circumstances into conditions. Problems, obstacles, transform that into conditions, transition, all the obstacles become like conditions, all the obstacles becomes, how you say, it comes to your favor. All the obstacles comes to your favor. Your favor? Is the right way to say? Your favor. Rather than coming to obstacles, all the obstacles turn into your favor. Your favor? That's exactly what it's told you. All the obstacles, you know, become like teachers that encourage you to do more spiritual practice. Whether it's like physical difficulties or whatever that might be, you know, so it's not easy, but you know, everything. Every obstacle is almost like teachers, if you can manage to do that, then every obstacle, every difficulty become like it turns into favor, it turns into your favor to achieve full enlightenment, no? Therefore, it's very, very important to learn this practice. Because why? Because that's what's going to happen when you learn, when you put into practice, and that's all the benefit of that. Therefore, is very, very important. Very, very important, no? Very, very important. Therefore, it has two ways to do this practice. Doing that mentally. Okay, So now mentally doing that practice, mentally transforming all the miserable situations into your favor or conditions that, you know, become your favor. So doing that mentally, sambe juwala, chanjusim juwata. One way you can do is like through bodhicitta. You can do is like through bodhicitta. Second one you can do through view. Tawa view, tawa gulam juwa niche, okay? First, just like doing that practice mentally, then like through mind and through actions. Through mind, you can do out through bodhicitta, based on bodhicitta, or based on view means, you know, probably that view probably refers to emptiness, correct view, profound emptiness. how to transform the miserable circumstance into conditions to base on bodhicitta, how to do that. So now, Chanju Simji Gone Chinga Lam Juani, Rala Neva the Dunga Kang Junyas, Shi Sulayang Lele Dasa Meji. So, whatever things might happen to you, whatever, you know, difficulties, miserable things, obstacles, Rala Neva the Dunga, the harm, difficulties, whatever that happened to you, then you will not blame anybody else. Clear? Oh, you don't blame anybody else. Oh, Shesula Lale Lale Defamiji. Danzu Gombudi. Whom to blame? Somebody has to blame. Everybody likes to blame somebody. Whom to blame? Self-grasping mind. That's the one. That's the one, the where the blame, all the blame goes. Danzu Kongo Di Bashi. All the blames go to only to self-grasping mind. Other than that, nobody else. Only to self-grasping mind. Danzu Kongo Di Bashi means only just self-grasping mind, or just that, Danzi Kongbo Di Bashi Sevas, all this problem due to only self-grasping mind, self-chasing mind. When Jan Midiju, this is the same village. That doesn't sound right. I still like to blame my neighbor. It doesn't sound quite right. No? Practically, it doesn't sound quite right. Like to blame, like, you know, my neighbor or maybe my friend, my girl, or something. If someone thinks like, okay, maybe that sounds right, you know, so I still want to blame, like to blame someone else. I don't think that's entirely for my self-grasping mind, you know. Someone thinks like, if someone, you know, like, wanders like that, this time, this is the result of all the actions from the previous life, past actions, result of past actions. It's not like somebody created that. It's from a Buddhist point of view, you know, so like, why, logical doesn't make sense. Why somebody creates somebody, you know, full with the full problem and somebody with the full advantage, doesn't make sense. If the creator itself is full compassion, you know, like, has possessed infinitive love, infinitive compassion, doesn't make sense. Logical doesn't make sense. It's not that, you know, it's due to that's all the result of the actions of karma. This is the Saranga Meleji Jebu Kona Yimbe Rangi Lenge Seve Tosu Dube, Rangi Lenge Seve Tosu Dube. Oh, now those actions is exhausting. Now those actions are exhausting because result is ripening. That's how the action exhausts. That's how the cause exhausts. Oh? That's mentally, that's, if we manage to think like that, each time when we encounter some difficulties, if we manage to think like that, but that's not easy. Even though when we are paying our bill, when we go to shop, we are not being mindful, we buy, use our credit card. So then when the bill comes, nobody's happy. How many people there pay happily? Like each time when you pay, your debt goes down. But how many people focusing on debt? You know, oh, it's a good line, like now it's like each time when I pay, my debt goes down. But you know, No, no, I like they will not give you even one day break. They send you right on time, you know. If you get delay one day, they will punish you. Oh, no, you know, then doesn't matter what kind of mindset you have to pay. There will be no, they have no compassion, you have paid. So, being mindful, more likely you will not see bill in your mailbox. If you have been more mindful, you will not see bill in your mailbox, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. The same, I mean, that's kind of an example, I think, I like that example, so that just come up in my mind. I never read anywhere, so just I thought, maybe the same, paying credit card bill, you know. not somebody else shop that you pay, it's not like that. Oh, yeah, so to me, kona yimbe, oh. This is, according to this practice, this is the result of that actions. Just to see that, that's how you're mentally transforming miserable conditions, circumstances into conditions that are favorable condition for you. Oh, now you know, something is exhausting, so that's main focus should be, or something is exhausting. Oh. Exhausting. Tiengo gashi lame tuje chenji chinlabji lengi je devu de sube dobe kocho do nyamata. Result could be much, much worse. No, it could, they use, you say people, it could be worse. So we say it could be worse. What do you mean it could be worse? Yeah, it could be, no. It could be worse now, you know, I just got headache. It purifies now. It could be worse, no. Could be worse, so that's good. It could be worse, no? Or, you know, now it purifies, you know, it purifies something. Each time when the karma exhausts, particularly especially negative karma exhausts, that's good, you know, that's good. Like in some of go gosh, lament, it was like, you know, oh, just like, now I don't need to go to lower realm because of the difficulties. I think it only purifies. Something like that, huh? So now, time is over, I'll stop. Because everybody's walking, so I'm not tired, but I'm more worried about you. So tomorrow you have to get up and go to work. So I sleep, I wake up at 11 o'clock in the morning. Then eat lunch, then go to bed again. Then really wake up, 3 o'clock, then really, really wake up. So then some mumble some word here, there, then finish. You know? So maybe continue next Wednesday, okay? Back in years, I was not long along with the Japan, just along the number of the men in those eyes.
Okay. So let's in the Gold Prayer Book, let's turn to page 235.
Let us go. Well, Tendula, when you are leaving?
Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Tendula is leaving, going to Tundekunga Center, one of the FMD centers in Florida, to becoming resident teacher there. So, and we are all going to say goodbye, so whenever we get opportunities, okay? Oh, yeah.
Sewa Dino Dudak La Shu Sam Tusun shepe ke watan cheki Yowa kala chochum napade Dashe gewe tawadi kunkan Sampo chuchu raptu ngowargi. And now 244 and 245, the long life prayers. Gani dawe kowe shinkante, pendan dewa malu shungwene, chenre si wanten singyatsoi, kowe si tepar tu tenkyu chi, chonu ien ala wang shotu, awatare pembara zopa, so sangewe de tomes pelcho, shasyo kenkyu lama soa de. Tup su chan jin chan kun ke we Ten sin kyong pe we kun su do po tse Chok sun kur we le mun chu du Pa dok so du she kun du shab ten shok Mig me te we te Taritu taritu re so ha Om 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 taritu taritu re so ha
Thank you, yeah. Have a wonderful night. Oh. Mm.